Well, tonight, Jess Klein from North Carolina is going to be playing at Songspace at First Unitarian Church. I say that because there's another Jess Klein that you might know who is from Pittsburgh, but they're different artists, different people, and North Carolina's Jess Klein will be here tonight. I only know of one Brad Yoder. I know many Yoders. There are a lot of Yoders out there. But I only know of one Brad Yoder, and he joins us today. He's going to be playing on the same bill tonight with Jess Klein, Songspace at First Unitarian. Has the brilliant idea of featuring a local regional singer-songwriter along with an artist from beyond the region. And playing the part for the home team tonight is Brad Yoder. We'll talk with him a little bit. He's going to get us started. Here's Brad Yoder.
Old love letters and fuzzy sweaters boxed away for colder weather. Yearbook notes from young go-getters thought we'd be best friends forever. I had a vision, I was on a mission. Ask forgiveness, not permission. That course leads to this collision. Wishes turn to prayers, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest. Almost scary, far from ordinary. Grave robbers with no cemeteries. The past is neither dead nor buried. Golden child never married. If you listen, you can hear the hissing as the steam escapes the pistons. Beating hearts on hobo missions. Hop a passing train, it's a song about a song. Old time apples are small and plain in a song about a song. You can pour it all down the drain. Old show tickets, t-shirt and a set list. Soundtrack to the summer's last kiss. Back when we knew love would not miss. Now she's living somewhere out west. Feast or famine, swimming like a salmon. I should have my head examined. A few good rhymes, but too much spam. And I forgot the words to a song about a song. Old-fashioned apples at your feet in a song about a song. You take the sour with the sweet, it's a song about a song. Heirloom apples keep the best in a song about a song. You can get it all off your chest.
That's Brad Yoder. And before Brad played that song, we were talking off the air, and he mentioned he's going to start with a song called Heirloom Apples. And I said, I think that sounds familiar. When did you write that? And he said, in January. And I wasn't sure if I'd heard it. I definitely haven't heard it. What an incredible song.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's really, I don't, well, there's a lot it makes me think about.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's dense.
Exactly. That's the word I was going to use, and I was kind of afraid to use it.
No, it's a very dense song.
It's a very compact, tight song with an awful, you want to peel away the apple and the heirloom apple in it. I would imagine, I don't know if you've written 500 maybe or more.
Oh, I would say 300 is probably more like it. And then, but it just depends on what you count because, you know, it's like kid drawings in a way. Like you've got a stack of paper somewhere with a tree and a sun on it. And does that one count? But I've got, you know, like a couple hundred that I would still play that I like.
Yeah, you've been, the point being numbers don't really matter. You've been at this for such a long time, and it amazes me how you're still able to create perfect songs that fit within the human condition as well as the times we're living in or whatever it is. You choose to write about. Have you thought about that a little bit?
I have, and I, you know, I'm fortunate to have a lot of friends who write really fine songs. So it's both inspiring and humbling to realize that writing good songs or even great songs is not as rare as people might think. It's a lot like, you know, how many people make amazing mac and cheese, like, you know, more than you might imagine, and you haven't heard of all of them for sure. But I am just grateful to still be making songs, and it's something that keeps me feeling alive and happy and just making sense of my life. That last song, I should say, comes from some really interesting places because it's very collage, which I sometimes write that way. So, and the one place that comes from is a residence at a local school where I wrote songs with sixth graders, and I talked to them about writing from prompts, and they gave me this huge list of, like, all this stuff to put in a song. And so I initially, for the day they performed their songs, I made a song that had all their things in it that was, and that then turned into that song. But the two things that they suggested that I kept in that song were a song about a song and vintage apple varieties, which, as you probably know, you know, apples used to be prized for how long they would keep in your cellar. And so the kinds of apples that people valued were smaller and less attractive than the kinds of apples that sell in the supermarket. So, you know, what I love is when you take sort of random prompts and make things, and because of how our brains work, it ends up being a song about a thing, almost without me thinking, like, this is a song about this. But that's, you know, clearly a song about how we deal with the past and how the past hangs around and how it stays alive, which relates to the idea of the apples in the cellar that are, you know, still there and they keep. But, you know, I didn't start that song with the intention of making it fit together that way. So.
Yeah, it's the journey is maybe the journey is somewhat intentional, but you don't know exactly where
you
you're going to get at the end of it. And what school was it?
It was Winchester Thurston, sixth graders at Winchester.
We work with fifth graders at Winchester, so we probably worked with these same kids.
And the sixth graders were awesome. You know, they're old enough to have really complex ideas and emotional worlds, and also young enough to not be as self-conscious as they might be a little bit older. And so I was in English classes, and they wrote, each of them wrote at least a song or a lyric or a rap or something in English class. And then in music class, they had the option of turning their song into something they could perform or helping a classmate do that. So not everyone's song ended up being performed, but a lot did. And it's just really stunning how lovely and honest and you know, how much beauty and creativity there is, and just humans. It's totally an everyday thing.
Oh, it's incredible. And most studies show, sadly, that on average, by the time we're about 8, 9, 10 years old, our native creativity is starting to get torn away by society and the environment we're in. I don't know which is sadder, the fact that that happens or the fact that we've literally as a society done hundreds of studies that always show that's about the age and we haven't done anything about it yet. But if you're able to stay childlike and to keep that sense of wonder, and there's plenty of people who do, I don't want to sound negative about it, but and you're helping them do that, I think.
It's I love being a part of that. I've done those kinds of residencies at a couple schools over the years. In two cases, resulting in a student or students together writing what became a school song. So there are two elementary schools who have school songs from residencies I did. And I wouldn't say I wrote those songs at all. I was around to help kind of facilitate, but not...
You get to be a muse.
That's great. So anyway, I'm grateful to still be making songs, and I'm also excited to hear the songs that other people's make and people make. And there's right now in Pittsburgh, there's just an awful lot of great songwriting happening, and more of a community of people. So,
yeah, there sure is, and you've seen the ebbs and flows over the years.
Sure.
Brad Yoder is here with us. After his next song, we'll talk a little bit about tonight's concert, Song Space at First Unitarian. Brian Junker is here, and that concert will also include Chess Klein of North Carolina, along with Brad. BradYoder.com is one place to go to learn more about Brad's music, but I think if you just Google Brad Yoder music, you'll
find me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and stuff too.
All those places. What would you like to do next?
I'm going
to
do, I'm excited that I will be competing, air quotes, you can't see air quotes over the radio, but this is in air quotes, the Kerrville New Folk Contest this year, where they picked 24 finalists out of, I think they had over 800 entries this year.
Are you one?
I'm one this year.
Congratulations. That's great.
And then they'll pick six winners. But just to be able to participate would be really fun. So I actually entered that last song and another song, but I had recorded three new songs. And on a whim, I thought, well, I'll send in this other new song too. And I did that with an older song. And that was the entry that actually got in. So I'm excited because I feel like two particularly weird songs got me into this thing. And so I will drive to Texas, which is far, and play two particularly weird songs that I like. And this is one of them. This is another song prompt song. So the one prompt was Prophet of Cities, which is an interesting phrase. Would not have written a song called Prophet of Cities without someone passing that prompt to a little online group. And the other prompt, which was from the next week, because I didn't finish the one from the previous, was Sometimes a Parking Lot. Something about my brain, I feel like it's my inner fourth grader that gets an assignment in school and feels like I want to do a good job on this. I don't know, you know. But anyway, this song has those words in it, and I'll be playing it in Texas on the last weekend of May.
Prophet of cities, preach in the alley, stand on a dumpster, call to repentance. Is anyone listening? Not even Jesus. of cities, make us believers. Down in the district, all the addicted cry out for comfort, plotting their next fix. There's mercy in numbness to dull this cruel business. Prophet of cities, you are our witness. Blessed be the broken sleeping on benches. Woe to the wealthy who cling to their riches. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? Sometimes a sidewalk cup-shaking stranger rattles our senses, knocks on our dreaming. Sometimes a parking lot hides a manger in the back of a Buick. A baby lies sleeping. Bless all the nomads in tents under bridges. Trouble the comfortable, burning through wishes. If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could we hear? If we wanted to hear the word, would we hear it? Could slept through the lightning, woke to the thunder. Prophet of cities, shatter our slumber.
That's Brad Yoder. It's not surprising at all that Kerrville liked that song and liked it enough to make it one of 24 finalists for the Kerrville Folk Festival, which I think Brad did it justice, but I'll do it a little more justice to say it's an incredible honor to be. I mean, that's the competition for songwriters in this particular genre of
the
music,
and genre, for sure. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Brian, tonight you've got a good show. Brian Junker is here from Songspace at First Unitarian, and you've got the other Jess Klein here tonight. How did you find her?
Well, that's a good question. You know, in the past year, I've been working a lot with Vicky Lighty, who is a promoter, publicist for musicians, and she just sent me some material on Jess Klein from North Carolina, and I listened to some of it, and I listened to some more of it, and there was a particular radio interview, speaking of radio interviews, that she did with a Florida radio station, and I listened through that thing, and the music she played was incredible. It's this nice mixture of folk and alt country with a lot of really current, interesting topics, a lot of social justice in there. And in particular, she has a spoken word piece called Chicken Soup.
Yeah.
From my grandmother that just blew me away. And so I know there's a deep amount of emotional intelligence there and a great singer-songwriter, and I'm really looking forward to it. And paired with Brad, who seems to be like he's in this creative burst lately with these songs that are just incredible. I'm just really looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great show, and it's easy to get to. Doors open at 7. The show is at 7:30.
That is correct.
And Song Space at First Unitarian. It's First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Conveniently plopped down at Ellsworth and Moorwood Avenues. Lots of places to park, all those things. A welcoming congregation, great yeah. place to go. I'm wondering if that interview was with my pals at WMNF. I bet it was.
I bet it was, yeah.
Because that's one of this country's finest radio stations, frankly, is that station licensed to Tampa. And
that's, yeah, it was in Tampa. That's
yeah,
right.
That's,
yeah, yeah.
That's got to be WMNF, who it's one of those stations I support. Well, I guess I can listen to them now, but even when I couldn't listen to
right.
them
right.
Before the internet, they know what community and public radio is.
Yeah.
They're amazing. So that's tonight. I hope you can come. You'll be able to see Brad too. Brad, I know often you're doing hospitality shows, house of hospitality, house concerts.
House shows, and I just had one Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
There is no rhyme or reason other than I have songwriting friends passing through, and sometimes I'll do a show at my house. So.
And you've got some farmers market gigs
often. I do have farmer. I'll be at Swissvale for sure, and probably at Forest Hills and a few others of those. Those are fun because you just run into all kinds of random folk.
Yeah. I know you've done the one up in Bellevue, which is near
we live. Not since, it's been a while, but yeah. It's been a bit. And I'm actually going to play at Jay Goff's Tavern in Greenfield.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Big difference. In Greenfield next Friday from 5 to 7. So I have little stuff going on.
What's the best way to keep track of your
itinerary?
Oh, wow. I mean, for you, not for people listening to. No.
Yeah, I mean, probably my website. But also, if you're on Facebook, I tend to do last minute, like, I'm going to play here. So, yeah.
Look for Brad there. It's Yoder, Brad Yoder. What would you like to do next?
I'd like to play I want to mention one really random thing, which
please.
Is that this songwriting prompt group I'm in includes Jess Klein. So it's
– Wait, which Jess Klein?
The one who's playing tonight.
Okay.
So it is possible that she might play a song. I don't know if she has a Prophet of City song or a song that contains one of these other phrases, but it's possible. So.
I have a question about Prophet of City.
Yeah.
I heard it as F, Prophet. Profit.
It would be Prophet.
Well, I realized that yeah. after you started playing.
Right, right.
However, that word takes on both meanings, is particularly as issues of homelessness.
Right.
It's a good song.
Yeah. I grew up steeped in so much church hymn language, scripture language. So that stuff shows up and gets repurposed in a song like that.
Yeah.
But I also think that a city is a place where, you know, if we get comfortable in our own sort of comfortable lives, a city has a way of interrupting that and reminding us, like, hey, this is not how everyone is. And that's important if we want to, you know, really be here. I'm going to play a song called Compass. I was fortunate enough to work at camp, spelled QAMP, for 3 summers with my dear friend Judith Avers, who we miss in Pittsburgh. And the first summer I did that, this is a song that I wrote at camp.
Mm-hmm.
else can do it when it comes right down to it. You tried being someone else, but that was a disaster. You tore your heart in half there. Deep down you know there's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down, think about your closest friends. Who are you when you're with them? A perfect mess. Sparkle like a true gem. You're everything. You are them. Deep down you know there's a compass in your soul telling you the way to go. There's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down, you're as flawless as the sky, with clear and cloudy patches. But who cares if it matches? 'Cause you can sing and so can I, in harmony together. Cacophony. Compass in our soul telling us the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map in me and you pointing where we always knew. Pointing down.
That's Brad Yoder. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, about halfway through that song, I was thinking, wouldn't that be a nice wedding song? And
wow. Yeah,
and you took it there without my realizing that's where it was going to go. And I mean, it's a song about loving yourself and mm-hmm. being your authentic self. And that's another beauty. Brad, tonight you can see him along with Jess Klein at the Sunk Space at First Unitarian Concert. Brian Junker curates those concerts. This will be at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside. Doors open at 7. The show is at 7:30 tonight. By the way, is defined as May 6th when I'm currently speaking to you, 2023. I'm learning it's important to occasionally say that. I think this is the last of the season.
This is the final show for the season. That's okay. Right. We just do 5 shows a year, so every one of them we can be excited about. And this is number 5.
And I haven't asked you yet, but there's going to be another season?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we're in the middle of booking it right now. I can't tell you who's going to be there because I don't have the confirmations yet, and I don't like to get out over my skis. But I will say, as we were talking about earlier, there's so much good music in Pittsburgh. We're actually going to feature more Pittsburgh artists next year. So this year we had 4 traveling artists from out of town, and actually 6 performers from within Pittsburgh, but most of them were opening acts. And so we're going to have a couple more featured, marquee acts from Pittsburgh next year.
Oh, that's great.
So there'll still be some from out of town, but we're looking to really welcome some marquee acts from Pittsburgh too.
Well, getting back to profits, the local acts are marquee acts too. They would be marquee acts were they in another city.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what is the line? You're a, there are no prophets in your own hometown.
Oh, yeah.
There's, right. Yeah, that's biblical, actually. Yeah. A prophet is, something about in their hometown, not
recognized. Right, right.
Yeah. You tend, I should know this because.
That's why I turned to Brad. But non-denominational analog to that is an expert is somebody with a PowerPoint deck that lives 100 miles away from you.
You got it.
But if he's local, he can't have much to offer. But tonight should just be a great opportunity. If you're enjoying Brad, what you hear is what you get, unless he's going to bring a sax tonight. He might.
I will have my saxophones there, and I'm going to play on 2 of Jess's songs, I think. So she sent me a couple songs to listen to. I've had the soprano I play, I got in 1988, so I've played that instrument for almost 35 years. About 1 year ago, I got a tenor, and so now I have... It's essentially the same instrument in 2 sizes, but I have both now.
I think I remember when you got the 1988 saxophone. I know I remember thinking, really? He's going to play saxophone?
No, I mean, I bought this in the year 1988.
Oh, I know.
And that's before I moved to Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
I was in.
When did you move to Pittsburgh?
1994.
Okay.
But I was a music major, and part of that time I was working concentrating on saxophone. So
I didn't know that. When did you bring it out to really start performing?
I did it all through college, and there was a time when I was sort of, thinking I would do more of that.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's a fun side instrument to pull out and play with people.
People don't expect it too if you're playing, so it's a nice thing. Gosh, it seems like you've been in Pittsburgh even longer than almost 30
Pretty
years.
Pretty darn long, almost 30 years, yeah.
That's and from Indiana?
I moved here from Indiana, but I grew up in Virginia. So.
We have time for 1 or 2 more. That's up to
Let's do one. One or two. I'm happy to do 2, but I'm going to do one. I can only do 1 at a time. So.
Okay.
Here's another Camp with a Q song. This is called Different.
Evil witches don't eat chicken. They're all vegan. They fly to Target to do some shopping on the weekend. And they take long walks with the stray cats from the alley. It's after midnight, but the sleepy. monsters do their taxes without cheating. Crossword puzzles are relaxing in the evening. And they grow eggplant and tomatoes in their gardens. So village monsters don't need anybody's pardon. You don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. Subway, there's a stranger who reminds you of that one kid from the fourth grade who sat behind you softly crying for some reason after recess. On the walk home, think about them in the darkness. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different. You don't know what you don't know until you've been there, until you go. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know until you've loved someone who's different, till you love someone who's different.
That's Brad Yoder, another fine, fine song, and I want to wish you good, hate to say good luck, but because I don't think it's luck, you've got all the talent.
There's a fair bit of luck good, involved in terms of the quote-unquote winning.
But good fortunes
That's actually
you.
The second song that I'll play at Kerrville, so that's the, I'll do that and Prophet of Cities. It should be a... I'll do that one second.
Sure. That's a good song, and I love the way it ends, too. It ends perfectly.
Thank you.
Brad will be tonight, along with Jess Klein, the North Carolina version of Jess Klein tonight, at Songspace at First Unitarian. Brian, it's been fun to feature artists. I think we got almost every show in the season this year, everyone.
Yeah.
And here's hoping we can do that again.
I'm looking forward to it. It's always a pleasure to be down here.
Yeah.
And Brad,
I think I've thought of one more song that I could play.
I would love to have you play one more. I'm going to just thank...
I'm going to quickly
thank our guests, our North Hill School District Middle School Orchestra, Yinzer Strings, they're called. Thank you for being with us. Elaine Gombos, who you heard earlier reading or talking really about her essay From Enemies to Lovers, Japanese War Brides and Their Influence on Multiculturalism in the United States. I didn't ask Elaine on the air this, but I know I can say it. I'm thrilled she's going to be going to Carnegie Mellon. I didn't realize this May 1st decision day that so many students make now. Elaine's one of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps folks, so I'm happy that she's doing it. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, and also to Ty and to Joseph and Ricky, who've been out there doing things. And I'll meet you here next week. Ricky and I will both meet you here next week, and we're going to let Brad sing us out with a song that we know it came to him. He picked one he knows he wants to do.
So I'm going to do one more song prompt song. And I'm going to do a song that I co-wrote with one of the talented young songwriters who moved to Pittsburgh, Mirabel Skipworth. She's been in town for a little over a year. She and her husband moved here from Illinois, I think. And just a whole lot of exciting new people in town making great music. So this is a song. The group prompt was Lounge Act, and this is a song that I co-wrote with Mirabel to that prompt.
The Lounge Act has a song for you, a number they would like to croon about the roses and the moon and how love ends too soon. Red velvet glides across the stage to match the flower in the vase. This melody was once the rage. The Lounge Act knows the tune. It's bound to fade. Might as well belt it out for the people. Listening to you. Applause rings softly in your ear. The curtain call is drawing near. You wipe away a silent tear for songs you left unsung. The Lounge Act knows the catalog of love and loss and sing-alongs. The ones they learned when they were young across the many years. It's bound. Listening to you, the final page. The show is over now, so the Lounge Act takes a bow. The people trickle out.
Brad Yoder, thank you for being here today.